Do you believe a perfect game / no hitter, either or, can be jinxed? Tone, 51 point what?
I thought you had a different poll up there.
What was it?
I thought the poll you had was, when the Guardians sweep the White Sox, will the afternoon show find a reason to be negative about the team? Are we talking about two different polls here?
I think that was just the personal poll that you guys ran here in the studio.
See, they don't watch yet. They will have a chance to. They don't watch during the breaks. They can't hear during the breaks. So you're giving them no context, which I don't understand. Like Keith's you took them out of context. I go, I didn't take anybody out of context. I listened to it live, and then I listened to it again today. I said I met him halfway on, if you wanted to get Hunter Gaddis up and ready, yeah, you probably should have got Hunter Gaddis up and ready. But the whole thing about Johan Santana and going long, they said, hey, we ain't got no problem. But you kind of said that you had a problem.
Listen, I have no problem with second guessing whether or not a reliever should have been warming up. If that's the focal point after the sweep and the energized, re-energized Guardians team that now I'm starting to think nobody in the American League would want to face come playoff time, and now a rotation that has been solidified where it seems like pick the day, we're trying to decide who's the ace. That's how good the pitching is, and they've got the best record in the American League since the All-Star break, and now all of a sudden, some of the guys are coming through with some nice at-bats and some big situations. That's fine if you want to talk about Hunter Gaddis. I will instead choose to get excited about a team that is ready to perhaps crawl out from the depths of despair and give us another October to remember.
Would you say that the Guardians are turning heads?
I think they're turning lots of heads. And I think some people are still stuck in arguments they were making during a 10-game losing streak, as if it's their first baseball season and they realize, they play 162 of these.
They
play so much more baseball. There's so many more games. The season's not over, apparently.
I want to point out to the afternoon show, I totally just disagreed with what your thoughts were with baseball. Whatever you said and when you said it, that's on Tone. What he just said is on him. I do not share that opinion. For the record.
You don't agree. You don't share what opinion?
They can say whatever they want at the time they want to say
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I have no problem with that.
You have a problem with that.
No.
You just did three minutes.
You've taken me out of context, Kenny.
That's our new segment.
To steal a line from somebody else.
To steal a line
from another time slot.
You are.
You've taken me out of context.
Oh, my gosh. You have a coal miner's helmet on. That's how deep you are.
First, you stole coming in hot.
Let me get my monocle and make sure to put it very closely to the context and see if it's been taken out of it.
I mean, I listened to 40 minutes yesterday. There was nothing taken out of context, at least what I
heard
was saying.
It, and you would have thought it was the radio after we lost the World Series, after we blew the 3-1.
But I'm not arguing that.
That was the tenor of the conversation I was listening to yesterday. While I was like, yes, let me give you some postgame. All right, we are back. What are we, a game and a half out of the wild card? Right. Are we six back into big bad Detroit? Right. Oh, my God. We're now only six games back, and we get to play them.
Now you're making me upset because I totally disagree with the thoughts on vote, and they were upset because he didn't talk to Gavin Williams, even though that he's a former catcher, and it wasn't like he was a catcher 60 years ago. You have Austin Hedges out there, who's basically a manager on the field. I disagreed with the baseball thing, but now it's almost like nobody can say anything to dare question the Guardians to you. Now you're making me take up for him.
You can take up for him. And if you thought that yesterday was a reason to be down on the Guardians.
It wasn't a reason.
No,
I'm not flip-flopping in the argument.
I can only speak for me.
That's a Ken Carmen classic.
No, you can call me Larry Flint. I'm a champion of free speech for these radio show hosts here at the station. I don't support them in what they said. I don't agree with what they said, but I support their right to say it at the time they said it. I wouldn't have done it. Fair enough. But I support them support their right to say it.
I thought they were playing Taps as their intro music yesterday to officially bury the team in their season and their manager. Who I think yesterday, by the way, their manager doing exactly the opposite of what the afternoon show wanted them to do. I think bought more more equity, bought himself more of a buy-in from his clubhouse than ever before. Those guys love that manager after yesterday. Letting their pitcher chase greatness, that resonated more than any radio host could have ever resonated.
You're just starting with
fights a team
with
if they were the manager.
You're starting fights with everybody from all angles, aren't you? You're starting it with all of us. You had some guy yesterday going after us who wrote a story about Shador. You have this going on. I mean, what's your crescendo? What are you going to do next? What's the encore?
I'm excited to see if this team can do the unthinkable, which is dig themselves out. They were done. Their season was over before the All-Star break. The season was over.
Yes.
If they pull this one off, what are we going to say about them?
Yes, people believed it. This show did not believe the season, but I don't think that the afternoon...
Close. I was close to saying... I think I might have even said the season's
so
over.
So all of a sudden, the guy who says the season's over is Mr.
But I'm willing... I'm willing to not...
It's Carmen and Slider in the morning over here all of a sudden.
I am willing to not just, you know, maintain whatever my point of view was from a month and a half ago. Like, they're playing like a different team. They're playing spirited. I'm not going to get stuck in arguments. I'm not going to get stuck in arguments I was having 2 months ago. Like, let's give them credit.
Jonathan.
So after wins, I hope the station and I hope all the time slots sound like a winning team's radio station. I hope we sound like that because I think we have something that could be developing here.
Guys, again, the show has our names on it. We don't agree with each other on. You can say what you want to when you want to. So all there is. Good God Almighty.
Very nice that you're allowing them to say what they want
to. Oh, stop it.
Well, Ken is the arbiter of such things.
That is true. Do you believe a perfect game / no hitter can be jinxed? The votes are final.
Okay.
You ready? 52% said yes. I don't believe you can, but I won't say it during a game.
I agree with you. I don't believe you can, but I'm also the same guy that if we're down by 4 runs, I will leave where I'm currently at and move somewhere else.
Mike, in University Heights, you have 10 seconds. Do you believe a perfect game or a no-hitter can be jinxed?
No, absolutely not.
There you go. Mike and Stowe, you have 10 seconds. Do you believe a perfect game or a no-hitter can be jinxed?
No, it's ridiculous. And by the way, Ken, absolutely...
No, you only get one.
Well, I know what Mike was going to do. He's tried to do it like 3 days in a row. I can't believe we're still letting that guy through.
Oh, that's right. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. You're right.
Hey, a little disappointed by that.
And on me, I didn't know. I'm just a patsy. I don't even use the stuff, Owen.
That's how it starts.
Podcast coming up. Just a taste. The first taste is always free of Mike and Stowe's calls. Got podcasts coming up 10:15 a.m. Eastern, 92.3thefan.com.